News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Teresa McNally. She's the Director and Chief Executive Officer of Irish Home Care. Teresa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. It's a pleasure.
Now, we'll get to Irish Home Care in a minute, but we want to talk about one Teresa McNally. Growing up, a daughter of a farmer in Auchnamullen, just outside Ballybay, up there in the lovely County Monaghan. Tell us about your early years and your background, if you would.
Yes, thank you, Bobby. Yes, so as you said, I'm from a small part of County Monaghan. Grew up on a farm. So I suppose for my early years, my career was to be a farmer. I had a love for the farm. So I went to school locally and I was working part-time and just found my passion for people. And doing that, I decided to take a career in care.
Yeah, and one of your early jobs, and I was looking at it in the notes, you say you got a qualification after your name, BPBE. Can you tell us what that was?
I'm probably the only one in the country with this. That stands for best potato bagger ever.
Right.
So my very first job at the age of 12, I was in a back storeroom of a shop, and my job was to bag spuds from sacks into smaller bags. That was my first rodeo.
Good ground. And hard work.
Absolutely.
So you took a kind of a circuitous route. You were involved in caring and nursing homes at an early age. Then you went to university in London to study as a nurse.
That's right. I suppose I didn't take the traditional route. I was very academic when I was at school, and when I come to transition year, I struggled a little bit with the lack of structure. So as I was working part-time, I kind of prioritised work ahead of school in transition year, and I struggled to go back in fifth year. So at that stage, having experienced life working and the social aspect as well as the independence of that, I struggled to go back to school. So at that stage, I actually left school at the age of 15, much to my parents' dismay. But I suppose they've seen, even at that young age, my strong work ethic. So I suppose, part of them wasn't that disappointed. They knew I'd do well.
You tell the story that one of the people that you were caring for at the time became your career's advisor. How did that work? And was it she, I presume it was she, that spurred you on to taking this course at university?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose I was working in a nursing home and I just adored it. I adored everything about it. Even now I can recall everyone and all their bedrooms and their names, and that's, over 20 years on. So I was doing a few courses locally and I applied to do my nursing over in London, but I got cold feet. So I didn't accept the place, and it was this lady that I cared for, and I cared so deeply for her, and we had a mutual, care and experience. She cared for me as well, and she really encouraged me, and I was sort of saying to her, I didn't want to leave the nursing home, and I didn't want to leave the people, and I felt like I'd be letting people down, and she actually talked me into.
Isn't it funny the way these things happen, and they can be career-defining moments, really?
Absolutely, but you know what? That's just the value of human nature, isn't it?
Yeah. So you went and you worked in A&E in London for a while. Then you came back to Monaghan, I think maybe to the same place that you left, but you came back as a qualified nurse.
That's right. Yeah.
And was that very different?
Yeah, it was challenging. I suppose I left. I was a healthcare assistant for years, and then I come back as a nurse. So I was the nurse in charge. So I was nervous starting back, but you know what? People really supported me on that journey. Very soon after, I become a manager at the age of 23, and I enjoyed that, but I suppose I kind of felt at that stage in my career, I was only newly qualified and, too soon to be in management. So I wanted to get a bit more clinical experience. So I left the management role and I actually went into the disability sector. where I stayed for a couple of years. But ultimately, I suppose after a year in the disability sector, I ended up back in a management position. So I think I was just destined for management.
And you've been in management in healthcare ever since. The business that you're in now is Irish Home Care. It was sold, I think, a couple of years ago. There was a management buyout, and you're now leading up that. And just to talk about this for a minute, you know, this business was established in 2005, so you're going to be celebrating your 20th anniversary this year, which is fantastic. But you employ over 900 people.
That's right.
So it's a very significant business. So maybe tell our listeners a bit about it, if you would, Teresa.
Yeah, absolutely. So Irish Home Care was founded in 2005, headquartered in Castleblaney, County Monaghan. We now are a national organisation. We have 9 offices regionally, providing home supports to people in their homes. So we have the privilege of entering the homes of so many, and often at their most vulnerable. And it is an honour and privilege to be able to keep people at home around their, you know, their natural circle of supports where they feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested in that, because to me, care in the home seems to be the best for everybody. People don't want to leave their homes to go to a nursing home, and, you know, A&Es and hospitals don't need to be crowded out with people who could live independently. So, you know, standing back from it and not knowing the intricacies of it, it seems to me to be the perfect or almost perfect model.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I suppose in Ireland, it has developed significantly over the years. And, you know, we're continuing to see year on year more and more developments and more focus on it. You know, government policy is now under Sláinte Care, is now moving towards more community-based care. And, you know, home care is really developing under the new structure. It's more economic on the state. It's where people want to be.
Yeah.
We're supporting people, you know, reducing hospital admissions, you know, facilitating faster discharges from hospital. And people are, you know, at home in their local communities where they have natural family supports as well.
One of the challenges, and you say it yourself, there's two, funding and supply, and both are linked. So, you know, attracting people to work for you, making sure that you don't have too high a staff turnover, that's got to be a challenge, is it?
Yeah, I suppose especially in this, we're nearly at full employment, so it is a challenge. But, you know, we have huge focus on the workforce, and, you know, within community care, there's a real push towards developing the skills and capabilities within the sector. Irish Home Care have quite a comprehensive learning and development department, so we train people from entry level up to management level. So we've huge investment in our workforce and in our staff.
So the business has grown significantly, and as you say, you've 900 staff now and 9 units nationally. Where next for the business? Will it be more of the same in a wider geography?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's looking at developing the sector as well. So, you know, regulations coming into the sector, statutory home care is also on the cards for government. So it's around increasing the capability and I suppose the support that's offered within the community, and how we can be, you know, long term partners in delivering more complex care for people at home.
What about Ireland's population, Teresa? The fact that, you know, we're becoming more elderly as a population. What are the implications of that for your business?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, so Ireland is growing faster than the EU average in terms of population. It's expected that our over 80 cohort will increase by about 120% by 2041. So, you know, there's increasing demand. And with that, it's really around the workforce.
Yeah.
You know, so you're caring for people, but core to that is actually caring for the staff who care. And sometimes it can be forgotten. Sometimes they can forget themselves because they spend so much time giving to others. So really core, I suppose, to the future is around developing the workforce. And, you know, globally, the World Health Organization have estimated that we will
need... Of which you're a member, isn't that right?
Yeah. That's right, yeah. So I'm a member of one of the technical groups, again, around workforce and integration. So they're predicting that we'll need 40 million additional healthcare support workers globally. And it's how do we How do we support them, keep them in the sector? You know, burnout is quite a problem for within the healthcare sector.
It's tough work too. Yeah, it is.
It is tough work. But I suppose, you know, Irish Home Care on our journey in recognising that like the workforce is core. We have partnered with the Global Compassion Coalition. I'm delighted to be the first female in Ireland to sign the Global Compassionate Leadership Pledge.
And what is that? So that's Irish, that's pursuing, promoting, developing and embedding the principles of compassionate leadership within Irish home care and the wider health and social care system. So it's about being a good employer, essentially.
Yeah, and you know,
and understanding, just dealing things. Compassion is a very, I suppose it's an emotive and strong word, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I suppose in signing the pledge, it's our public, I suppose, you know, official announcement that, that this is a journey we're taking. And, you know, we're very much, you know, asking people to hold us accountable to the principles. So, you know, what does it mean? Look, at you know, it's almost very basic things. You know, it's about being present, understanding, listening, empathising and helping.
Okay.
And just it's core to just our daily work.
Finally, can I ask you, Teresa, life outside of work, you've got five kids, you have a busy household, you're often seen on the side of a football pitch.
That
what you do to relax?
Well, I don't know if football's relaxing now, but yes, I'm often at the side of the pitch. And yeah, I have five kids, but I often have 25 kids because I seem to attract children from everywhere. I just love the joy of little people and what they bring to the world.
Okay, well, you're a true ambassador for your profession. Lovely to meet you today. This is Teresa McNally, the Director and Chief Executive Officer of Irish Home Care. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.